Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Today on the radio show, the bad news is John Martin is, John is, he's at the park. He's at Disney as we speak. He's in the happiest place in the world? What do we call it?
The happiest place on earth.
Yeah, he's at the happiest place. I'm just going to guess John is not at his very happiest. Maybe. I hope. Have you heard any reports?
I've not heard. I didn't, because I know that's obviously can be stressful.
Right.
As a Disney enthusiast myself, I'm actually going to say it's going to be overall positive.
Even with as young, 3-1?
Correct.
One.
But there's going to be horrible moments, no question.
Uh-huh.
But I think overall it's going to be positive.
I was in Costco the other day, and getting a slice of pizza, which I get, the Diet Coke slice of pizza. There was a kid. I was just screaming. You really would have thought someone was cutting out its internal organ. Like the one.
Yeah.
And it went on for the whole entire time I was eating my pizza. And you just sort of learned. Like, I did remember what it was like briefly to have that happening. But anyway, we hope that none of that's happening for John, but he's not going to join us. So we'll be Johnless today in that slot, but we are going to have Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. Grizzlies play the Houston Rockets tonight. Our little drama can continue to unfold. Oh, and by the way, we got a hustle bag.
Yeah. That came yesterday afternoon.
I'm not above. I am. If anyone sends me stuff while I'm on the air, I'll tell the people about it. I mean, that's the exchange, right? They're
correct.
Giving me free stuff, and this applies to all of you. Like, whatever. If you have stuff that you want to send me,
we've gotten pies.
Well, didn't we get Uncle Lou's chicken? Or well, that was when GP.
That predates me.
Predates you. But like, we'll talk about it.
Sure.
If you send us free stuff, I'll talk about it. The Memphis Hustle tips off their season this Saturday at 7 p.m. as they take on the Mexico City Capitans, I'm going to guess. First 500 fans in the building will receive a Hustle grab bag item. I think that there's some mystery there. I don't know what it is. There you go. They gave us a bag, and there's a nice notebook that says Memphis Hustle on it.
Correct.
That's okay. That's not bad, right?
No, it's fantastic. Josephine decided that was now her coloring book.
Oh, well, that's fantastic.
Color.
And I don't really use these things, but there's a massive.
Yes, there's a huge tumbler.
Tumbler.
Yeah.
It's red. It's got the Memphis Hustle mm-hmm. logo on it.
That went straight
really,
to Aaliyah.
Does she use?
Oh, she's a huge tumblers? Tumbler girl.
It's a
fantastic, if you want like 64 ounces of cold, refreshing beverage.
Is it just cold or is it also hot, hot?
I think you can do both, I guess if you're going camping.
64 ounces of coffee. I like coffee.
Okay.
Anyway, it looks quality.
No, it's fantastic.
I mean, it's made in China. How could it be better, right? They're right. Known for their workmanship.
Uh-huh.
And I hope they got it pre-tariff.
I was going to say, I hope, yeah. Hope
they got their hands on this pre-tariff. But it's a
didn't we come to a deal last week?
Yeah, no, there's still a baseline, whatever. Okay. There's still a pretty big tariff on China. Anyway, so there you go. We're going to talk to Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. Sam Hardiman after that. Sam Hardiman, he covers the city of Memphis. It's funny. Ron Olson said to me earlier, he called about something. He suggests stories to me from time to time. And he suggested a story to me. And he said, who's that really smart guy you have on? Not the one in Washington. And I'm thinking, well, not John.
Mm-hmm.
You know, could be Jason. Who's the really smart guy that we have on? Harrington, but
correct.
And so I guess Sam Hardiman, that is who he meant, Sam Hardiman. So the really smart guy that we have on is going to join us. I was talking to him or texting him about the agenda, and he asked whether we were going to bring up Tom Brady's cloning of dogs.
Yes.
So he has a new pit bull mix named Junie, who is.
Is it new?
Who is a, I don't know, who is a clone of Lua?
Correct.
And he announced this, that the folks who did the cloning, even dog love, it's got to be commercial.
Like, yes, of course.
It's was done by Colossal Biosciences, and he is an investor in Colossal.
Of course.
Biosciences. So the best dog you ever had was?
Carly.
Right. If you could have cloned Carly without any expense, just snapped your fingers
yep.
and had would you have cloned Carly?
Probably not. I should also note that my dad did not go through with it, but he did take the literature on cloning Rebel.
Really?
Correct.
So if you would or wouldn't clone your dog, and you all out there can play along, think about this at home. We've all had a dog. It's funny because I would always say Libby was the best dog I ever had, but
right.
Gus is really, that's the thing. Here's the thing.
Yeah, but you went through three straight girl dogs and Gus is the first boy dog you had. And there is a different bond.
Yeah, one reason not to do the cloning. There's a lot of reasons. One is, like, I get grief because I have purebred dogs.
Yep.
Right? And so there's all these dogs to adopt. I do agree with that. There's all these dogs to adopt. You can look at heartbreaking picture after heartbreaking picture after heartbreaking picture of these wonderful dogs that are at shelters all across the city. Claire's Frida was a shelter dog. It was just a wonderful dog. And so if we already have this question of, well, some people are going to have purebred dogs and they're not, do we really need to create more dogs to clone more dogs rather than, I mean, this is a pit bull mix. He can get a pit bull. I can
right.
tell you.
Got a place for him.
I can get him a pit bull mix. Yeah. Pit bull mix. Yes,
I mean, we literally could do the whole menu. Like, what type of dog do you want mixed
exactly,
with your pit bull?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly right.
I got a German Shepherd. I'm pretty sure it's mixed with a pit bull.
All kinds of mixes. So there's that. Do we really need to be cloning them? But then the other question is like, if I loved Libby. But if you just clone Libby over and over again, then you don't get Gus, right? Like, in the end, is it disrespectful to Libby, too, to somehow clone her? She was her own self.
I think the problem...
I would not do it.
The problem that I would have is I don't think... I've never been great at tricking myself. Like, I think I would really struggle with, that's not Carly.
Well, here's the thing. Do you believe that a cloning would be exactly Carly?
I think genetically, but I don't.
Well, that's
like,
the thing. A dog is also just like people.
Experience
is the sum total of their experiences.
Correct.
As well. And so, genetically, she would be the same, but she would not have been.
Correct.
She would not.
Carly
be the
would
same.
Not. The new Carly would not have ran 7 miles around Oxford after she saw fireworks.
Right. If just like if you cloned me,
correct.
And raised me in a family that was not the family in which I grew up.
You're probably not going to be the exact same.
I'm not going to be the same.
Probably wiring is obviously the same, but like it's a nature versus nurture.
I would not do it.
I have no, listen.
I'm not judging
there
anyone.
There are plenty of other
do.
Things that I can rip on Tom Brady for.
Right.
This is like so far down the list for me.
I'll say this. Like
he sucks at his job right now.
I do when you hear about famous people who like Barbara Streisand or the dog clone.
Oh, yeah.
It does, the only way I judge it is because they didn't get it. It feels indulgent, you know?
She's the worst.
I don't think Barbara Streisand.
She's awful.
Well, this was not. I did not bring this up to slam Barbara Streisand. I think Paris Hilton also cloned her dog.
Yeah, she's.
Well, she can't be the worst because you just told me Barbara Streisand.
No, she's not the worst.
She's the second worst.
She's the hottest person I've ever seen in person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where'd you see her?
The Malibu Inn, and I hated her, and then I saw her in person. I was like, yeah, I get it.
What was she doing? What were you doing?
She was. One of our buddies was playing a show at this like club in Malibu.
Was she watching the show?
She wasn't there to watch the show. She just went there because it's like one of the two bars.
Weirdly enough, Paris Hilton, the place where I have the cabin up in northern Michigan, yeah. Traverse City.
Yeah, so that's her like spot, isn't it?
It's not really her spot. So her.
Yeah.
Does she have a husband, a boyfriend,
yes,
or whatever
husband.
She has? Whatever she has. I think it's a husband.
She bought it for his, her
birthday. From there.
Yeah.
And
they got a private jet for their birthday.
And so they, every once in a while, you'll see photos of her mm-hmm. in downtown Traverse City. But evidently on a podcast, she once said, and people in Traverse City, you know, we all hold this close. They said she trashed Traverse City on the podcast. It was like, he wanted me to move here. There was no way in the world I'd live mm-hmm. in that asshole or something like that. So people aren't fooled, whatever. But we'll talk to Sam. We've predicted before last time. We had Sam on. We predicted whether he was pro or con Halloween, whether mm-hmm. he was a Halloween guy. And you nailed it.
Yeah.
Would he be a pro or con cloning dog guy?
I'm going to say
no. You could also say ambivalent.
I'm going to say no. I'm also nearly certain Sam's a cat guy.
He is a cat guy.
Yeah.
They have cats. Okay, cloning cats.
I'm going to say he'd still go no.
No. He's anti-cloning of the pet.
Yeah.
All right. Sam will join us in the second hour. So that's the line.
Important work.
Happily, we can take a brief respite from the jaw drama to talk about something else. It's only going to be brief.
Playoff drama?
What?
Playoff drama?
Playoffs. We're going to talk about playoffs. We had the bracket revealed last night. And obviously, the source of outrage, to the extent, would you say there was any outrage? I don't think there was outrage.
I don't know. I'm not online.
God. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The source of, to the extent there was any outrage, the reason for the outrage was Notre Dame at 10. And it was Notre Dame, and this is yesterday when you talked about what was intriguing to you, is what they would do with Notre Dame versus Miami. Same number of losses, and Miami has beaten Notre Dame.
Correct.
So what would they do? And the answer is they put Notre Dame way ahead of Miami. Not only that, they put Notre Dame ahead of Texas. They put Notre Dame ahead of Oklahoma. And
all of them have two losses.
And they put Notre Dame ahead of Miami. And the argument would be against them. Is if you look at strength of schedule, just take those teams, right? Texas is 11, Oklahoma's 12, and Notre Dame is 23, okay? Also, if you look at their best wins, Texas has beaten 12 Oklahoma and 16 Vandy. Oklahoma has beaten 21 Michigan and 24 Tennessee. So they each have two top 25 wins. Notre Dame has one top 25 win over 19 USC. And Miami has beaten Notre Dame. So, are you outraged?
So, I'm not. I think the funny thing that I saw going around yesterday is if we had the BCS still, the rankings were very, very similar to if we would have had the
BCS.
Also
very similar to the Associated Press, which they're not always. You know, it's not always, but it's very similar to AP, really, to the AP poll here. I think more than I would have necessarily guessed. Here's the truth. If you then listen to their explanation, what they talk about is how impressed they are with Notre Dame. And what they talk about is their eye test. Like, that's very clear. Maybe it's a Notre Dame bias. It's also, what do you do with Louisville? Like, yeah. is part of the problem here, is what do you do with Louisville? But a lot of it was just eye test. They like the running backs. They like the quarterback. Like, that's how they talked about it. They didn't talk about it in terms of resume, because let's be honest, you couldn't. You can't talk about it in terms of resume and explain why Notre Dame
is
ahead of.
You're forgetting. Quality losses are a thing.
I guess
it's not who you played and who you beat. It's who you played and who you lost to. And how did you lose?
I think that's right.
Head-to-head matters, except when it doesn't.
What's interesting, too, is that's the only source of outrage.
All jokes aside, mm-hmm. I am actually thrilled with the rankings, because I've been screaming for 2 years the ACC is actually a bad league.
Well, that's what's interesting.
And I'm glad that
they disrespected the ACC.
No. They treated the ACC appropriately.
And relative to the Big 12.
Correct.
Big 12 way ahead of the SEC.
ACC. Yeah.
Yeah. So
as it should have been.
You were thrilled by that.
I thought there was a case for Indiana to be one, but I also don't.
That's fine.
They're going to play.
You can't be outraged by that.
They're going to settle that one on the field.
And they're going to settle on the field. Yeah, there's just no reason to be outraged by that either way. And then you have Memphis.
Yep.
So Memphis, I suppose some people are outraged that
they didn't actually make it into the rankings.
They didn't make it into the rankings. Tennessee is ranked. Memphis is not. Tennessee has three losses.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee has three losses.
But again, quality losses, Jeff.
Well, here's the thing. For Memphis, it just doesn't matter. Like,
yeah.
Memphis is
in
the
bracket.
Get
mad all you want, but who cares?
Memphis is in the bracket as the highest ranked group of five team.
Right.
And that's all you want. And
they confirmed what we believe to be true, which is they control their destiny.
And the truth of the matter is, I mean, the reason Memphis is not in the top 25 is Memphis has a truly, truly, truly hideous loss.
Yes.
If you look at, for example, their losses, North Texas has a loss. What's the SP Plus ranking on?
For which team?
No. What does SP Plus stand for?
It's Bill Conley's like overall power rating.
So North Texas has a loss to SP Plus 27.
Yep.
James Madison has a loss to SP Plus 16.
Louisville, yep.
And that team is, by the way, the number 15 team in the committee's rankings. San Diego State has a loss to SP Plus 73. And Memphis has a loss to SP Plus 119.
Mm-hmm.
Memphis did not get dinged particularly for their terrible loss. They have a truly, 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 truly terrible loss. And they did not get dinged for their terrible loss. They are still the highest rank. They would have been anyway because of what is ahead of them. If they have to, you know, if they're going to beat Tulane and they're going to beat Navy and they're going to beat East Carolina.
Sure.
And they're going to win the championship game,
yep.
All of which they're going to have to do to make it. It wouldn't have mattered, but for them to be there already is impressive. Now, do I think they're going to do it? I mean, the safe bet is no, because here's the truth. Memphis is favored to beat Tulane, but it's kind of a coin flip, right?
I think it's six, but yeah, I mean, 6-point favorites lose all the time.
Memphis will be favored to beat Navy, but it'll kind of be a coin flip, right? Less of a coin flip. Okay,
yeah.
Memphis will be favored.
I think the toughest remaining
is East Carolina.
Well,
kind of a coin flip. And then the championship game.
Correct.
They may not be, if they play South Florida, I don't think they're favored in the championship. Well, they'll be home.
Yeah, but I mean, what did we see last time? Was it five or six? You can tell me that South Florida will be favored in that game.
And so,
like by two.
Maybe
they're not all
coin flips, but they're all.
They're they are losable.
And so what
every
are the
single game remaining on their schedule
you flip
is losable.
Your coin, it comes up heads every single time.
Yeah.
It's just the odds are they will not do this.
Right. The problem is the question will be, what does everybody else do? Is San Diego State going to run the table? Is
No, but someone else could beat them in conference. Someone else could win the conference championship.
No, like, I'm with you.
Are they going to win the conference championship? I would tell you no. But it's not because I don't believe they can or because I don't hope they can, but just the odds tell me no.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me, if you had to bet yes or no, $100. No,
you should bet no.
Are you going to win? Are they going to win the conference championship? You'd say no.
Right, but you would also have to give me odds. For me to say yes, you'd have to give me odds.
If you have a demonstrably better team, like John Calipari's Tigers, sure, you would say yes, they're going to win the conference championship. Why? Because they're way better.
Look at that league and look at that team.
And they're just way better.
Sure.
Honestly, last year's Memphis Tiger basketball team, once you saw in the non-conference schedule how good they were, you would have said, are they going to win the conference championship? Memphis or the field? I'm taking Memphis.
Right. No, they still lost, two games, three games? Right.
But they were way better 100%. Than everybody else. This Memphis football team is not way better than all the teams they're going to play, and so the odds are you just take the field.
Right.
So they probably won't do it, but it is
cool. And the schedule was backloaded. Conference schedule was backloaded.
Now, it is cool that here they are. It's not a whole season in front of them.
It's a month of games. It's four games.
It's four games. It's a month of games. You can win four games.
Well, and on top of that,
and it's right there, and they are in the bracket. They're playing Georgia.
And on top of that, it is as clear cut as it could possibly be. You win these games, you get the spot. It's not, you win these games, this is your spot.
And the truth of the matter is, you don't win the games, you won't get the spot.
Right.
It could not be, and it's not 12
games. Despite a horrific loss,
it's not 12 games, it's just four.
Right.
You win those games, boom, four games, that's it. And you're in the playoff. What, by the way, did you think? Let's look at some of the matchups here.
Okay.
We got Memphis versus Georgia. And once Memphis takes care of Georgia, then they got Alabama.
Right.
That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to the Memphis-Alabama game. I don't love the Georgia matchup there. Is there a team that could finish five who you would like? If let's assume it's Memphis at 12. Is there a team? Obviously, the first four.
I mean, I think if you're a Tiger fan, it's probably Ole Miss simply because you have a history with them and you've beaten them.
And you can't, there's no way that a Virginia is going to get up there, you know?
Correct. You're saying of the possibilities.
Teams, is there any way that BYU could get up there?
Yes, I think so. If BYU, for instance, if BYU wins out, let's see, at five, you have Georgia. Like, let's say Georgia loses to Texas or to Texas Tech. Like, they're going to move down. And then let's say Ole Miss loses one of their remaining games. Or it's possible if BYU beats Texas Tech and wins out, like, they could just move them up based on their resume.
But yeah, I think you probably want Ole Miss. That's what you would want. I mean, again, Ole Miss would be no picnic either. No team you're going to
get. Let me tell you how I'd bet on that game. The Rebels.
Yeah. Yeah. It would not be a picnic here. If you're getting in at 12, you know, you're the group of five team, you're going to.
They are reverse engineering this for what they originally wanted, which was they're always going to be the 12. It's going to be a game where they get beat.
Yeah.
But last year, the way that the schedule played out and the way that Boise had wins, like, it worked out that they couldn't just screw the little guy.
There's four teams that are going to have a bye, and then there's a fifth team. Like, there will be a fight to be in that.
There's a you technically have to play game. You basically got to buy.
You will be a massive favorite.
Correct.
It will always.
If you lose, this is your fault.
It will always be the biggest spread.
Correct.
And so there's really, again, I'm not going to be disrespectful to say it's five buys. There's not. Things can happen. Injuries can happen. You got to play a game. All of that.
I think one thing last night actually solidified for me was I thought there was a path to enough chaos to where if Memphis did win out, that they could perhaps get to the 11 spot. But last night confirmed that is not going to be possible.
I think that's right. And obviously, there would have been if this was an undefeated Memphis team that had not lost
maybe that's
UAB,
a different question. Yep.
I think they would have been elsewhere. But it is what it is. By the way, I do think that Memphis football right now is this city's best shot for happiness. If we're wondering how we're getting our joy back, right? if you're telling me, which is it more likely that Memphis basketball provides the joy, that Memphis football provides the joy, or that the Grizzlies provide the joy? Our best shot at finding or getting our joy back is that. It's winning those four games and going to the playoff. That's our best shot.
I will say you're allowing I know last week you ignored the preseason pledge, but I do think that's putting a lot of stock into, well, Auburn almost lost to Bethune-Cookman and Auburn smoked Memphis. And like,
it wasn't really all just that. It was, again, I want to be wrong about Memphis basketball. Penny has availability today. It'll be interesting to see what he has to say. Obviously, they open up.
Yeah, I want to see Memphis when it counts, the basketball team when it counts.
Josh Pastner didn't get off to an auspicious start.
Well,
he's got
like three of his best players hurt, which would be good for the Tigers.
But I
also do. Are
it's
we
just, honestly whatever? It seems like the team seems.
I don't
like,
trust Ryan.
I don't trust Ryan to do this.
That's part of the reason. Like the happiness.
The Tigers seem like a random collection of basketball players.
Yeah, but that's kind of been that's happened before
without any proven stars. And
I think Doug's a very good player,
and with some absolutely glaring deficiencies.
Okay, but you just described the last three teams.
This level of star is Doug McDaniel is not Kendrick.
I mean, but what if Doug McDaniel? What if Doug McDaniel was at Temple
and
or
then,
wherever, like you know, USF?
And then he's also whatever. Okay, fine. You have greater faith than I do.
No, I am not. It's not that I have greater faith. It's that I don't.
Mean, if you look at the transfer portal rankings of this year's team versus those, they are not identical.
I also think it's hard to rank the transfer portal. Like if the portal rankings were true every single year,
I'm deeply skeptical about this team, and I hope to be wrong.
And I don't think that there's. I guess my point
and
is,
I don't think you're
wrong for that, but I do also think that I would at least like to see them when it counts.
I 100% want to see them when it counts. I'm just. Today, I can only tell you what I think today.
My biggest problem with this basketball team is Penny's going to play 15 kids.
Well, that's a huge problem. It's the same thing. Penny's going to play 15 people. There's no sense of rotation,
yes.
Whatever. Like, it seems to me, I'm just telling you, I think the best shot at happiness is
okay, but I think
Memphis Tiger
I guess this
football.
Would be my, this would actually be my case. Number one, I don't trust Ryan to win all these games. Number two, the reality is the stakes for Memphis happiness. If they go 10-2 and nice job, good effort, but they don't win, like win
no,
the
no,
championship.
No, you got to get to the
right.
The only question is I don't think. Listen, if they get to the championship game and lose it, that is clearing a bar because you've done
right,
something
got,
that you haven't done
made
before,
it to the game.
And you can't pound Ryan, and you got to applaud
Raising.
Him, and you should. It doesn't create happiness though,
right?
Happiness is getting to the
right.
What I'm getting my joy
winning
back.
Winning the championship at home, and then congratulations, you're a playoff
okay,
team.
Well, yes, but okay. So for Memphis basketball,
if they just won a tournament game, that would be happiness.
I think you get your joy back if they win a tournament game.
Yeah,
I think they do. And you think there's a better chance of Memphis winning a tournament
yes.
game than
yes.
Memphis? I can see that argument. All right, more matchups though. Let's do this real quick. We got Oregon, Texas Tech in Lubbock. By the way, we get to know that that's in that's
yeah.
In,
no, that'd be Lubbock.
Yeah, that'd be in Lubbock. We
yep.
get to go to Lubbock.
I mean, I think it was 2 years ago. I had Texas Tech. There was a horrific beat with Bo Nix, where Texas Tech was up 17 and found a way to lose. I mean, I think the problem is the Texas Tech BYU thing is going to sort itself out.
That's absolutely true. What I like there, though, is that for the second year in a row, Oregon gets Ohio State and Ohio State gets
right.
Oregon, at least according to this bracket, because the Memphis-Georgia winner advances to play Alabama. The Oregon-Texas Tech winner advances to play Ohio State. You got then Ole Miss plays Virginia and Oxford. That'll be fun. They go on to play Texas A&M.
Virginia playing the team that thinks it's Virginia.
And
the school that thinks it's Virginia.
Yeah, a lot of columns there.
Uh-huh.
A lot of columns, and there'll be some. O'Call will have a good week. That
yes,
O'Call will have a good
the,
week.
The quarter zips will be flying off the shelf.
Get yourself to O'Call, by the way. It's getting to be holiday season, and they're fantastic. They really are. The place is unbelievable. I'm wearing my Steo. Even have an old. I don't think I have
no,
to
go
to a spot today. But I'm wearing my Steo jacket. It's so lovely.
Oh, yeah.
It's light. It's beautiful. I wear it around the house because I keep the temperature a little low.
Mm-hmm.
And I look sporty in my Steo jacket. Anyway, and then Notre Dame playing BYU.
With also, did you see what the next matchup would be if Notre Dame won?
And then Notre Dame advancing to play Indiana.
Yeah. We're running it back, baby.
Yeah. It's fun, though.
Absolutely.
And then if chalk were to prevail, you would have Ohio State against Alabama and Texas A&M against Indiana.
I mean, just when you think about historical football powers.
Right. Well, two of the four. Yeah, but I like that.
I think A&M is actually delivering on what they've been promoting for the last century.
They're supposed to have been for a long time. Anyway, shout out to Memphis. They are the highest ranked. They don't tell you exactly where they are, but they are the highest ranked Group of Five team, and so they are, and they're right now penciled in to go to the playoffs. So soak that in. That is a lot of fun. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and chop it up a little bit. We will talk about Ja Grizzlies play tonight. Then we got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock, and then Sam Hardiman. It is the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you're getting engaged, Robert Irwin Jewelers, that's the place to go. I go to the one right across from Navalon Perkins Extended just the other day. Claire said to me how much she just out of the blue said how much she liked the diamond earrings that I got for Christmas last year. So whatever you're doing the holiday season, head into Robert Irwin Jewelers. But if you're thinking about getting engaged, absolutely the place to go, because no one else, I don't believe, will give you the meant-to-be guarantee, which means you buy your loose diamond custom-made engagement ring at Robert Irwin Jewelers, which is a big deal. Take a deep breath when you do that. Oh, my God. I'm getting the ring. This is like, but it's nice to know that if you, like, you got 365 days to return it if you need to, if for every reason you need to. Maybe she takes off to Argentina. And so then you got a ring. And it just takes all the pressure off. It's an incredibly pressurized thing. And then it's just one of the things. They do it because they're confident that you'll love it, honestly. That's why they do it, of course. But then they also have 24 months deferred interest or take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. They do free ring sizing for life, free jewelry spa service for life. That's stone tightening, buffing, polishing, ultrasonic cleaning, all of that. And they walk you through the whole process in a way that is totally low pressure. And... makes it fun. It is Robert Irwin Jewelers, the place to buy a diamond engagement ring. Check them out online at rijewelers.com. Let's play Believe It or Not. Grizz Rockets tonight. The Rockets will win tonight's game by more than 20 points. You know why I'm asking that question?
Because
they've won their last four by an average of 20.3. All right, they lost their first two. They've won their last four, and they're winning by 20.3 points.
I was about to say nobody comes into the Forum and beats the Grizzlies by 20, but then the Heat beat them by 40.
No, they're not
going to. I'm going to say I don't believe it because the line's 7.5.
Yeah, no. You don't. I don't believe that. It is. By the way, there's some other interesting things. You got Steven Adams' return. Jeff Green, remember him? One of the more frustrating Grizzlies I ever covered.
He looks great off the bus, though.
Incredibly frustrating to cover. And now he's settled into whatever. He's
year 27.
Year 27. Chris Wallace is the scouting director for the Rockets. There's a lot of connections between these teams. Obviously, no Dylan Brooks. Also, by the way, the deal for Steven Adams yielded the second round pick that became Jalen Wells, who now shoots like Steven Adams.
Yes. For the record,
yeah,
the Mavericks, the Rockets only beat the Mavericks by 8 on Monday.
Okay.
So
no, an average is an average. It's they must have walloped some folks in there.
They won by 28. They won by 28. They won by 27. And then they won by 8.
Okay, here you go. There will be Ja's mood will be demonstrably, clearly, palpably better tonight.
He said, don't believe it.
Here's the thing.
He's not one to kind of give up on a grudge.
No, we talked about this yesterday. After he was done. By the way, I still am a little bit stuck on anyone who's like ripping the media for asking. What were they supposed to ask Ja?
I have no idea. I didn't think there was a single bad question.
Ja? I get people want to rally around Ja and defend Ja and whatever else, but what question other than have you patched it up with the coach? You know, what are your feelings? What are your feelings about the franchise? How about the second half against the Lakers? Like, what questions? What are you supposed to ask him? Hey, Ja. Oh, here's one. I'll give you one. Hey, Ja. Do you think you're picked upon? Here's one. Ja. Why do you think people pick on you so much? How about that as a question? I'm just trying to imagine a question that would satisfy, that would be cloying and suck up enough to make people happy. Hey, Ja. Why do you think you're so misunderstood? Hey, Ja, why do you think you're being subjected to this ridiculous system and therefore having to react the way you're reacting?
Yeah, or Ja, do you think the commissioner treated you unfairly?
Yeah, like the whole thing.
Why did the commissioner screw you?
Do you think people are jealous, Ja?
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine. It's just ridiculous. Anyway.
Ja, why are you shooting 14% from three?
No, you can't.
I can't? Oh, okay.
Is there any so it's too bad that that's what we're going to be watching. That's what we're going to be watching. We're not going into this now. It was just a week ago. Just a week ago, we were doing a conga line of happiness because he played six straight games.
But it all comes back to the same thing I've been harping on for like the last 2 years. This entire fan base's mood is solely predicated on him.
I know. It's an
and how his mood
it's
is.
It's when you're in a toxic relationship.
Yes.
And you have to tiptoe around. Are they happy today? Oh, they're happy today. Oh, good.
Now it's like being in a relationship with an addict.
Right, yeah. Anyway, we hope it's better. We hope tonight's better. It's too bad that's the focus, though. Like, we hope they play better. We hope Jalen Wallace hits a shot. You know, like, this is going to be... The problem is if you're looking for relief, wins do supply some...
Sure.
Of joy and relief, but it's just hard to find him on the schedule right now. So, you get to see Kevin Durant, and you never know. It's a basketball game. You never know what's going to happen. And and maybe things will be better. It's hard to imagine that you can keep up that level of fury. And here's the other thing. He won't be asked about it tonight. There's nothing like tonight. Isolo isn't going to be asked about what happened with Ja or whatever else. Or I don't even think we'll ask. I don't think anyone's things even getting better with Ja. Like the relief is that having asked the questions of Isolo last time and having asked the questions of Ja last time, no one needs to ask those questions again. They've been asked, right? And so.
Oh, I thought of another one we could ask him.
Uh-huh.
Ja, what have you done in the offseason that makes you lead the league in free throw shooting?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yes. Yeah. Do you think? Yeah. But so the questions will have been asked again. So it will not be. That's the beautiful thing tonight. It will not be the focus of, because the last game, his stoic on-court play was noticeable, but what became the focus was the post-game interview,
yeah.
Right? And that won't be that anymore. It'll be about what happened during the game. The questions have been asked now, and so it'll be about, unless something explosive happens between him and Isolo on the sidelines or whatever, it'll be about the game, and the questions will be about the game. And
well,
so
if he comes out like he did last, if he comes out like he did on Monday, and he's just like, you know, clearly like, throwing a temper tantrum. Like,
well, he was stoic Monday. And so,
okay.
But people won't be asked about that. He won't be asked about if he plays exactly the way he did Monday, he will not be asked about that afterwards. He will not be asked about his joy.
Yeah, his in the actual game, he was completely fine.
Yeah, he won't be asked. He will not be asked about it. And so that's a relief. And tonight, here's the truth. Unless something bad happens, we're going to be talking about the game. And we will also be talking about his body language. That's just true. But he won't be asked about his body language unless it's just off the chain. So that's a relief. We aren't going to have another interview to pick apart. And so there you go. Jeffrey, you've seen a trade destination for Ja that makes a lot of sense.
A lot of sense.
Have you been reading the national stuff?
No. The
I know
one,
you're not on Twitter.
The one that I've seen.
Congratulations on the new car and all those smart crypto investments.
Gosh, I as you can tell, I'm just cruising around in Maybachs left and right. So the one that seemed to make the most sense, but I was kind of on it, was a deal with Atlanta.
A Trae Young swap?
Yeah, like Jalen a Trae Young, and then you get like one of the picks that.
Why would you even need a pick? Who is more value? Trae Young is more value.
Are we sure?
Well, Trae Young hasn't signed his deal. But right now, I'll say this, like Trae Young is an wildly imperfect player, right? So is Ja, and Ja creates more headaches.
Yeah. But I think most people would believe the ceiling of Ja is still higher than the ceiling.
I agree, but coming into this season, I would have said I would have no interest in that trade.
Yeah.
Right? Now, bring it on.
I'm still not quite there yet. I'm still holding firm, and I think the best solution for everyone is to figure this out.
But as Chris points out, and again, that's where I've been.
I reserve the right to hit the eject button.
Let's say they really do bury the hatchet, because it's very clear. And that next week it's clear this is all behind us. Oh, that's great. Isn't it not just predictable? Isn't it inevitable that another thing will come up within the next 6 months? Like, as we pointed out,
yeah, but he's really hot.
Last year.
I mean, that's what it kind of comes, like, we're just dating a hot chick.
You love what the Jets did yesterday.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I do. So my producer's a big Jets fan, and he was in the dumps.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I would have been so happy.
Yeah, but he's not wired like you. He's wired like when he's got good players.
He wants to win games.
Yeah, like, and like he
okay,
watches.
Does he want to win games this year?
He wants to keep his players that like he likes. They drafted
Not
these
if
guys.
You can get draft picks.
I my spin zone for him was, you have to feel good because every single deal that you made, everyone was like, "What was that team doing? What were the Cowboys doing?" Like, even though the Colts are good,
so.
It's like the Colts were like, "God, that's a steep price."
It's an interesting. What's interesting to me is, so the Bills did nothing, right? And
neither did the Jets.
And over on Bill's message board, they're firing Brandon Bean, worst management ever. They're determined to squander Josh Allen's best years. Guy's a complete moron.
Did the Chiefs beat y'all by on Sunday?
On trade deadline day, you want something.
Sure.
You know, you want something.
You want a present.
You want a present. You want something to think about. Last year was Amari Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do anything for you.
Right.
But
it was low risk.
But you want something, and so there's a frustration not, and then you haven't gotten over the hump, and so I wanted the Bills to do something too. What's interesting is how few of the contenders did. Like, the Chiefs didn't do anything.
Yeah, I guess the question would be, like, let's say, because one of the
Chargers got a tackle because they needed
to get
because they've lost two.
But like, if y'all would have gotten Shaheed, would everyone really have, like, would that have made the day?
People would have been very happy. You got it. Yep, exactly. All you needed was one thing, and they would have been happy. If they had gotten Shaheed went to Seattle. I'll be honest, though. Like, for example, Breece Hall, Jets running back.
Yep.
Right? If you are the Chiefs, I don't know whether this is true or not, but the story I read said, the Jets wanted a third. The Chiefs are willing to give a fourth, but not a third.
Okay.
If you watch the Bills game Sunday, and we haven't talked about it at all, sadly, if you watch the Bills game Sunday, you realize one of the Chiefs' problems is they can't run the ball.
So I think the spin zone would be they're going to get Pacheco back.
But yes, but if you wanted him enough to give a four, why not give a three?
I do also think being Patrick Mahomes' running back is more than just, hey, hand him the ball.
But they wanted him. They clearly wanted him.
Not that badly.
They wanted him, but they were giving him a four. If you think he's worth a four and you think he's can help you win the Super Bowl, why not give a three?
Because I think they sat there and said, well, we'd like him.
Well, in the end, I do think, like...
Like, in the end, the Cowboys clearly wanted Quentin Williams.
Good organizations have discipline about what we're going to value.
Correct.
And I don't know what the value was the Bills put on Shaheed, for example, but I presume they talked to him or whatever, and they have their value. And in the end, here's the truth. In the end, I'll be glad when the draft comes around that they didn't give up these picks, right?
Right.
Because that's what it would have been, picks. But at the time, it's funny because forever we went, the NFL, the trade deadline wasn't active at all.
No, yesterday
and
felt...
Yesterday was dramatically more active, but... But it doesn't feel like in the end these the people acquired at the trade deadline.
I guess I also wonder, was it dramatically more active, or did Jerry just decide, I'm going to get involved? Because now I think, can we basically say Jerry's traded Micah Parsons for Quentin Williams?
What the Jets did was stunning. Like, the two things, Sauce Gardner and Quentin Williams were both like, holy crap.
Yeah, no, because they're good players.
They're really good players.
They're quote-unquote in their prime.
And this is, it's not like what you normally expect is exactly what you were talking about. You expect Rashid Shaheed to be dealt for a collection of low picks.
Yep.
That's a typical deadline transaction. Sauce Gardner going for two ones and an actual wide receiver who was drafted in the second round last year. Mm-hmm. That, and by the way,
who doesn't know where the end zone is.
It's not like the Jets paid him all this money up front. They only gave him a $14 million signing bonus. So most of that money, the Colts are going to have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving up two firsts. Do you believe if you were the Colts that you believe enough in your Super Bowl chances this year that you would do two firsts?
I think you are banking. I think you're banking on the fact that being the number one seed is going to be such a drastic advantage. I also wonder if there's like new owner syndrome.
Well, and I also think you're kind of catching. I think if you look at your team, you're like,
why not?
It's built around a running back. They don't last. Right?
Sure.
Daniel Jones, who knows if we're going to get this Daniel Jones, whatever. Like, he certainly wasn't so hot on Sunday. We're here. We didn't expect to be here. Honestly, we don't necessarily expect to be here next year. So let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
Work for the Rams. They didn't have any draft picks for forever.
Correct. I think the Rams roster might have been a little better, but yeah. The
Rams quarterback's probably a little better.
We don't know.
We
Daniel's bad game out of the way.
All right, here, let's this one. If you're a Cowboys fan today, you'd be happy.
Absolutely not.
What's your argument against it? He is an awesome player.
He is, but like, I would actually be frustrated because in the end, it's like we traded Micah Parsons, who we drafted, who I'm assuming most Cowboy fans love.
The reason that you're like, okay, I don't think it's fair to say, we had an awesome defensive player, and we got picks, and then we traded the picks for a less awesome defensive player.
Yeah, but they got rid of the player that I liked.
Because one of them is a $50 million player, and one of them's a $20 million player. Although, he needs a new deal.
Why do I care what Jerry spends his money on?
Because the money gets spent somewhere else on the roster.
But I guess in the end, it's like Jerry let his ego get in the way and didn't keep the player that I liked. That would be what I would say as a Cowboys fan.
So therefore, I get that you were unhappy about that deal. You would have been happier if they just kept the picks and spent the picks?
Yes. Well, first off, now you're a hypocrite. You said the whole reason that we traded Mike is we're not a Super Bowl team. Well, now you just spent all the picks. And you're telling me.
They also said we needed help stopping the run. And now they got defensive tackles out the wazoo.
Okay. And
they got so many defensive tackles. No, I don't think I'd be happy with if I were a Cowboys fan. Although the defense is better. The problem is, what are they doing? They're 3-5?
There's a tie in there.
So what are they doing? Why are they doing it now?
I guess they're looking at the rest of the division going, well, yeah, we're probably not catching the Eagles, but the Commanders are probably going to fall apart. The Giants are the Giants. And then they're looking at the rest like, we can be a wild card team.
I guess that's right. I mean, in the end, they very clearly have not given up on the year.
Right.
Good. The Saints did finally, by the way. The Saints have, they didn't get a.
I would argue when they went with Tyler Shuck, they were giving up.
That's
on the year.
True. This was consistent with the decision to.
They have actually, if you look at them, they've actually acted consistently.
Yes, they've acted in a way. It feels like this has been a long time coming for the Saints.
Yes. Yeah.
But at least they are doing the thing that they should have done. All along. Pro Health Memphis is the place to go if you're feeling poor. I know someone yesterday who had a respiratory issue and went to the ER. And I literally, you go to the ER and you know what happens? You wait for 17 hours with a lot of other sick people around you. If you are feeling lousy, go to Pro Health. They've got sick. I talk about all the other stuff they do: the testosterone replacement therapy, the weight loss shot, all of that. they do well visits. They do sick visits. I mean, they do, you know, you got flu, you got a sinus infection, strep, whatever it is. Don't be sitting around in a ER waiting room or a, like, go to ProHealth. They'll get you in and out fast. Most of the visits take under 30 minutes. You walk in, you get treated, you get back to life. You don't have to wait 3 hours at the ER or an urgent care for that matter. Get it knocked out. It's what healthcare should look like, honestly. It's ProHealth. They have a office in Germantown, one in Collierville, one in Bartlett, one in Arlington, and two in East Memphis. To learn more, you can go to ProHealthMemphis.com. Chris Harrington, when we get back, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.